The Music Man is one of the best-loved American musicals, and we find that some of its fundamental themes resonate with a performing arts story we're about to hear. In The Music Man, we see a town transformed. The vision Harold Hill puts forth of a boys' band enlivens the small Iowa town of River City and puts a spring in the step of all those caught up in that vision, and leads us to consider the possibilities of human transformation in the context of community in the realm of music and the arts. That from the study, The Renewal of Heart by Gregory Clapper. At the time the story is set, marching bands were seen as a way to promote physical and moral health in the young, just like sports. And Scott Miller reminds us that perhaps the most important textual theme in the show is that of music. The role of music in the lives of Harold, Marion, and River City is key, he says. There's a reason the show is called The Music Man. It's not just because Harold's plan involved musical instruments. It's because music plays an incredibly important role in American life, and always has, and because Harold brings music, both literal and figurative, to River City. Music is portrayed as fiercely American, as wholesome and transforming, as big a part of our national heritage, as evidenced by the singing of Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean at the Assembly, as patriotic. At that time in our history, music was often the center of small-town life. That we hear from Scott Miller in Deconstructing Harold Hill. And those are the themes we're about to experience as we learn of a community in our area committed to fostering the performing arts and developing the lives of young people and building community through it all. We're told Buck Hill Falls had its beginnings with a Philadelphia Quaker named Samuel Griscom, who had inherited 1,000 acres of some of the most beautiful woodlands in the northeastern United States. The property had rolling hills, a number of streams, a spectacular series of waterfalls, and a glen filled with smaller waterfalls, rapids, and an abundance of wildlife. The early Buck Hillers were a nature-loving group. They loved fishing and hiking, and relished the splendors of the woodlands and sparkling streams. In a matter of just a few years, expansion of the inn was underway, a nine-hole golf course built in 1907, a swimming pool dedicated in 1909, and six grass tennis courts in place by 1913. But Buck Hillers have always been involved in cultural activities. In 1924, the Fox Howe Association started its series of current event lectures and is still active today. In 1933, the Buck Hill Art Association was established to promote art appreciation. Today, the association is dedicated to fostering, inspiring, and promoting an appreciation of all aspects of the cultural arts in the community and maintaining the traditions of our past linked with the opportunities of the future. Another important function at Buck Hill is the youth activity programs for children of all ages. As it happens, Joey Chancey is the genuine article. He is a sought-after music director, pianist, and conductor. He is currently serving as the assistant conductor for the highly anticipated Broadway revival of Gigi, starring Vanessa Hudgens. He has also played piano and conducted for the Tony Award-winning show Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and he has conducted and played piano for the 2012 Broadway revival of Annie. In addition, he has served as musical director for the national tours of La Cage aux Folles, A Chorus Line, and The Wizard of Oz. And one of Joey Chancey's favorite credits is having conducted The Music Man in concert with some of Broadway's biggest stars. Joey Chancey has been entrusted with serving as artistic director of the annual Buck Hill Skytop Music Festival, now in its seventh year, featuring five concerts, a world premiere, and a two-week performing arts summer intensive for young people. The festival gets underway this Friday with a musical theater pops concert with some of the finest performers on Broadway. We had a chance to speak by phone with Joey Chancy about the festival and his own passion for the performing arts.
My first instrument was the guitar, and I received a guitar for Christmas when I was 4 years old, and I've kind of been in love with music ever since. And I always thought it was a great way to communicate with people and to sort of bring joy and happiness through a universal language like music. I learned to play the piano growing up. I played for Catholic Mass all through my high school years, and then I sort of fell in love with the theater specifically because of the collaboration that it has. You have people from all different walks of life, singers, actors, dancers, carpenters, composers, and I've always loved the idea of being in such a melting pot, a creative melting pot. And I sort of found my home in the theater, and I studied piano and conducting at Shenandoah Conservatory. From there, I traveled the country for almost 6 years with different Broadway shows, and then was tapped from my last tour to come work on Broadway, which is always kind of the dream for anybody that is starting out like that and having a chance to tour and get a promotion like that. And I've spent the past 6 years in New York City now, you know, being able to enjoy kind of a steady flow of really exciting work, working as a conductor. I conduct at American in Paris. I play the piano at Beautiful. And this opportunity to work on the festival came my way a few years ago. And I thought it was the ultimate opportunity to really work as a creative producer and a creative musician as well.
And I'm sure that the touring isn't easy, but you certainly learn your craft, don't you, when you're out just going from community to community and trying to keep everybody together and put that show across.
Absolutely. You know, I made some of my very best friends now in life on tour, and I learned so much from so many people, and I got to work with musicians all over the country, and it's such a great opportunity to go in to a new city each week with a show and teach the musicians the show and put them in and kind of incorporate them to our production. It's a unique experience, and like you said, a really great way to kind of hone your craft.
When you talked about having this remarkable experience to be artistic director here at the Buckhill Skytop Music Festival, in addition to inviting people to come to Broadway theaters to see the finest performances around, you also have been involved in outreach and plugging into the community. Those are two strands that characterize the Buckhill Skytop Festival, both the highest quality presentations and connecting directly with the community. Is that part of what drew you in?
Absolutely. And I think the opportunity to give back and connect with people on that level was very exciting, because I have been lucky, and I have a great opportunity to make music at night with some very talented people. But it's a great chance to give back. And I was inspired by many, many great, kind, you know, and graciously talented people growing up. And I think that's why I'm here. That's why I am a musician, because someone took the time to help me and talk with me and share these musical things with me. And so that's a really special part of being here. We actually have a brand new performing arts camp this summer that I'm really excited about. And I modeled it after the programs that inspired me growing up. And we have a lot of students in it this summer. It's growing. They have musical theater and acting. Percussion music is one of the disciplines they study, and dance. And they get to perform in one of the concerts that I conduct with Broadway stars. And then they put on their own showcase at the end of their 2 weeks. So this festival is a pretty jam-packed 2 weeks of not only music and culture, but outreach and education and really connecting with the community too.
Because you have had such a long and multi-leveled association with all these great performers out on the road and in New York and on Broadway, you're able to invite some of the finest performers that we'll have a chance to see to join you for these performances.
I have to say, I'm thrilled. I'm excited. I wish that I could just sit in the audience for every concert and just be a part, but I actually get to produce the festival, which is what I love to do as well. We kick off the season, the Broadway concert. We have four stars that are coming down from the city to perform. Now, typically, these stars, they do solo acts, and they do symphonies and they do the cabaret rooms in New York, but they've kind of all agreed to come together for this one night and kind of join forces and put on a show that I've called Nobody Does It Like Me. And we have four slightly iconic stars now. Faith Prince is a Tony Award winner. She won the Tony Award for Guys and Dolls and was in Annie on Broadway with me. She was Ursula in The Little Mermaid. We have Carrie Butler, who was in the original cast of Hairspray. Catch Me If You Can. She played Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors. The third performer is Daniel Reichard. He was one of the original Jersey Boys when it opened about 10 years ago. He played Bob Gaudio and has since then put together a group called the Midtown Men. And that original cast of the four Jersey Boys, they have their own band now and they perform all over the world. And then the fourth performer is Alton Fitzgerald White. And Alton is best known for playing over 4,300 performances of Mufasa in The Lion King on Broadway. And they're each going to do a segment of their act, and they're going to sing all kinds of different songs. The show ranges from big bands to pop to rock to classic Broadway to Rodgers and Hammerstein. So you really get a big run of the mill in style. And then we have a full-size Broadway orchestra. The players are coming from beautiful American in Paris, Something Rotten. They've played on the Tony Awards. So we really have a great group coming for that first concert. And these performers love to do these kinds of things. They love to do Broadway shows, but we do the same thing 8 times a week. So to play new music, to work with different musicians, and come together and kind of work in this environment is thrilling for everyone.
Yes, and the setting, that must be just a thrill too for performers to get out into the beauty of this corner of the world.
Absolutely. Whenever I ask someone, do you want to come and do a concert with me in the Poconos? The answer is always yes. I love the Poconos. I would love to do that. I have family there. It's beautiful there. And, you know, I love the drive out there from New York City to either East Stroudsburg or Buck Hill or Skytop. It's so beautiful. And it's such a great place. I'm excited to spend the next 2 weeks there myself.
And the other thing that is wonderful about what you're able to bring together in this festival is that you have a range of not just musical theater and Broadway, but you bring us choral and chamber music, jazz, and more. So tell us about the different genres that you have.
Thank you for noticing that, too. That is actually one of the things that drew me to the festival, too, because it's not just an opera festival. It's not just Broadway. We get the chance to present all kinds of different genres. And in 2 weekends, you will have run the gamut from A to Z musically, which I think is so thrilling. So the Broadway concert, yes, that's just one night. And then the next night, we have the National Chorale. The National Chorale is coming from Lincoln Center here in New York. Lincoln Center is known for being the largest performing arts center in the world. And they are performing Carl Orff's Carmina Burana, which is a huge, huge work. They're bringing their professional vocal ensemble. We have 6 percussionists. We have 3 soloists that will sing the roles in the work. And then we have 2 pianists. So it's a very, very neat arrangement of a very famous work. It's very, very impressive and very beautiful and done by kind of a world-class ensemble. So I'm very excited about that. That was a big collaboration between us and then the National Chorale to make that happen. And something as profound as Carmina Burana and as powerful, I think that, you know, we live in such a digital age of simulation and things that we see, and we forget that sometimes it's an incredible experience to go into a theater or a concert hall and let music make you feel a certain way and use your imagination and what would you envision here and how does that resonate for you and not, you know, using a different sense that we don't exercise as much these days. On Sunday night, we switch gears and we go to the Skytop Lodge and we have the kind of speakeasy stylings of a group called the Hot Sardines. They are what Forbes magazine has called one of the hottest jazz bands in New York today. And the Hot Sardines they're what is called the in-house jazz band at Joe's Pub. And Joe's Pub is part of the Public Theater here in New York. They blend blues, jazz, Parisian jazz, New Orleans jazz, stride piano, all kinds of different styles to make their own kind of nod to really famous work. They have, you know, a trumpet, a trombone, a clarinet, an accordion player, a guitar, a banjo, a stride piano, a drummer, a lead singer. And the best part of that act is they have a tap dancer. The tap dancer makes up the rhythm section. It's a very clever group. They're all incredible musicians. And I'm really excited to switch gears for that night and kind of freshen the palate and hear some famous jazz songs done in a very clever and classy way. After Sunday night, we take a couple of days off to regroup, catch our breath, and then we come back to Buck Hill Falls on Thursday night. We have the Harlem Quartet. And the Harlem Quartet most recently played on the Grammy award-winning album, Mozart in the Jungle, which is pretty exciting. But they will present traditional chamber music for a string quartet, Mendelssohn, Beethoven, Bach. And then I'm going to have them stick around and do some of the stuff that they love to do. They have some great arrangements of Duke Ellington pieces, You Must Take the A-Train. So after the concert, we're going to have a little jam session, a little untraditional jam session with two violins, a viola, and a cello player, and have them kind of dazzle us with their versatility in chamber music. And then Friday night, we have a premiere of a new musical called Catch the Wind. We have a collaboration now with NYU's Tisch School of the Arts. They have a graduate writing program for musical theater. They get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of submissions each year. And they sent us three that we liked. And then our artistic board chose the winner. So that time off for the second week, the cast will actually be rehearsing in New York City. We have a great director. We'll have a small orchestra for that. They'll present the new work on Friday night at East Stroudsburg University's theater, which is a really, really great, beautiful space for a presentation like that. Saturday night, we have our camp showcase. So after the students have been working for 2 weeks, learning all those different disciplines of music and acting and percussion and theater, dance, they will put on a showcase as kind of a culmination of their hard work for the past 2 weeks. And then Sunday night, we close the festival with Tony Yazbek. And Tony Yazbek is doing his one-man show, The Floor Above Me. Tony Yazbek is a Tony nominee for On the Town. He's in Finding Neverland right now. He was in A Chorus Line on Broadway. And he actually went to high school in the area and had quite a bit of family. So we're kind of excited to bring a local boy back. But he's kind of like a modern-day Gene Kelly and has an incredible one-man show that he's going to close the festival with us.
We would guess The Floor Above Me is like that wonderful image from the film with the dancing on the ceiling.
Exactly. He's an incredible, I mean, he lights the floor on fire the way he can tap. And he also sings incredibly, which is, it's not often you find someone with that many different abilities.
And speaking of many abilities, you'll be wearing many hats. You'll be conducting as well.
Yes. It's a really exciting 2 weeks for me. And I had such a great time last year. And I'm excited to do it again. It's a great challenge, and I love all the people. We're supported by an incredible board. Everybody on the board is so enthusiastic. They're always so supportive of me and a new idea or a thought. You know, it's a really great group of people to be a part of. And our audiences have been kind and generous to me as well. So I'm excited to go out there and do that, get to see all these new people that I really have come to really love a lot.
Artistic director and conductor Joey Chancy speaking with us about the Buck Hill Skytop Music Festival, now in its 7th season in the Poconos, a summer concert series dedicated to bringing world-class artists up close and musical to its audiences, and they will span the range from Broadway to chamber music to the hot sardines.
T'aime, c'est que du tralala. L'amour, il s'en fout.
The Hot Sardines, Sunday, July 31st at 6:30 p.m. in Sky Top Lodge. The festival opens this Friday, the 29th of July at 5:30 with a Tasting the Festival lawn party and the concert at 7:30, Nobody Does It Like Me. And then the next day, Saturday, July 30th at 7:30 p.m., Pocono Mountain East, it's the National Chorale with Carl Orff's Carmina Burana. The chamber program with the Harlem Quartet is August 4th at 7:30 p.m. The NYU World Premiere Musical is August 5th at 7:30 p.m. at East Stroudsburg. The Performing Arts Summer Camp Showcase, August 6th at 7:30, also at East Stroudsburg. And the Cabaret with Tony Yazbek, The Floor Above Me, August 7th at 6:30 at Skytop Lodge. That's a lot to absorb, so we'll send you to their website, buckhillskytopfest.org, buckhillskytopfest.org. That's the seventh season of the Buck Hill Skytop Music Festival, July 29th through August 7th. For more information on the web, buckhillskytopfest.org. And the festival is so pleased to work with us here at WVIA, and we are pleased to work with the festival, and they are offering a discount to our listeners, WVIA listeners, $10 off the first concert and or the second concert. It's the Broadway concert on Friday, July 29th with some of the great names in Broadway, the Pops concert, Nobody Does It Like Me, at 7:30, and the opera and choral concert on Saturday, July 30th, with Carl Orff's Carmina Burana. They're both at Pocono Mountain East High School in Swiftwater. Each concert starts at 7:30, and all you need to do is go to their website and enter the code WVIA, and you'll get a $10 discount on the tickets for concert number one and or concert number two. The website, buckhillskytopfest.org, buckhillskytopfest.org, and the code is appropriately WVIA.
Comma headache, you lose it in a day. Comma toothache, see your dentist right away. Comma